Blog Talk Radio.
Talk about our live at Las Vegas from the FBFSC Fantasy Football Power half hour live from Las Vegas. And I did a Fantasy Football Players Championship Super Bracket tournament today this morning. And I've heard some good things. I've heard some things that I could do better. So, but we're also going to bring on one of the show sponsors, the Dead Coach's Own and FantasyInsiders.com's contributor, Mr. Randy Williams. He is calling in right now. I'm pressing the button to see if he can hear me. And Mr. Williams, can you hear me?
Hey, I can hear you, Randy? Sir. How you doing, good doctor?
I'm doing well. I'm out here in the beautiful place, Hardwood Street in Las Vegas at the Rio Casino and Hotel in Las Vegas.
Awesome. That's cool because I'm in Kentucky and it's hot.
You know, it's a little bit hotter in Vegas, too. It's about 99 degrees, and it's really – things are heating up in the fantasy football world, and things are heating up outside, and that's the – that's just that, but we're having a good time, and that's all that matters right now. So how have you been? Are you ready for the season?
Oh, I'm prepared. The interesting part about fantasy is now that the drafts are over, now we got to think about who to play and when to play them. Because you think about tonight's tough. If you're sitting there holding Kelvin Benjamin or you're holding Devin Funches or you're thinking, I'm going to play him, could be an interesting call tonight because that Denver defense is still pretty good.
Well, the Las Vegas line doesn't have it as a high overrun. I think it's in the mid-30s, high 40s, or early 40s maybe. So
higher than I thought.
I'm thinking there may not be a lot of scoring tonight, Randy.
Well, I don't. I really don't think there's going to be much scoring this evening. But, you know, I've been wrong. One thing to keep in mind, the NFL was last year. This is a whole new year, and everything's all about, you know, team and how it comes together. And taking a look at your draft out in Vegas, I think you did relatively well there, partner.
Well, I'm almost all you for that compliment. Yeah, remember, for now, FFPC, Randy, it's a point and a half for PPR tight end. So, like, if you get a catch, it counts a point and a half versus the regular one-point PPR. So, that's
well,
what the
explains
the
extra, that explains tight ends all over the place. Yeah, well, that explains Fleener, Wofford, and Higby. Still an excellent choices if a 1.5 on a catch on the tight ends. That's excellent.
Well,
I think Fleener's going to do the numbers that Graham used to do. I really believe they found the tight end they need for Drew Brees. So I think that's an excellent pick. Walford's got, you know, you're talking about Carr. He's going to be throwing to his tight end every time he can try to stay alive. And Higby's interesting. Higby's got a lot of talent wrapped around him. It'll be interesting to see how much he plays, especially with the Eifert situation.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Now, my first round, I was stuck. Should I have taken Todd Gurley or should I have stuck with David Johnson?
Ah, you did well. But I'll tell you, a lot of people have been this David Johnson major hype. And you're talking to a huge Cardinal fan. And even I didn't take David Johnson in the first round. It's just really hard for me to do. I know it's good because he gets receptions, he gets good yards, he's a real part of the play. But the Cardinals are also going to still run Chris Johnson a lot this year. And they still have Ellington. So it's a three-man head. It's a three-head soldier down there in Arizona. It's not just a one, so I think if people are taking a lot of risks, where Gurley is the only offense they have in Los Angeles.
Yeah, so you think maybe I should have taken Gurley instead then, maybe.
I do on my personal opinion on the sure fact that I am, you know, I've been watching this. I've been watching preseason. I get a chance to, you know, a lot about Arizona. I'm studying every bit because they're my favorite team. And I just, until Johnson, he's going to do it. He's going to score points. He's going to make some, he's going to be great, but there's going to be some weeks that you're going to wish you had somebody a little bit more consistent because that's the only thing about Arizona. If you ever get a chance to watch the Cardinals show All or Nothing on that they had on Showtime, that big documentary last year, you get a good idea how Aaron's runs his team. And it's a team backfield situation. So he got to play a lot last year because of injuries. So we'll see what happens.
Well, maybe David Johnson might stay more fresh with some breaks. Who knows? But Todd Gurley did have some good games last year, too. I even thought about taking A.J. Green, but I thought there would be plenty of running backs in the second. I mean, not running backs, but wide receivers in the second round. I picked up Hilton. One thing I did, I thought about picking up Delaney Walker in the fourth instead of Golden Tate, and then coming back
okay.
with Michael Floyd instead of Toby Sweeney. What should I have done that? Would you have done the same thing, or would you have rather had Walker?
No, I like Golden Tate. I think Golden Tate's going to have a lot of things on his plate this year. That's going to be a lot. I think Tate and Fleener was excellent picks. Kelvin Benjamin, he'll be interesting in a few more weeks. From what I'm reading, he's not actually going to get the actual amount of snaps that we're used to seeing him get because he's still coming back from his injury. But he's still 6'5".
He's a man.
So, you know. He's the main.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. But, you know, Tyler Lockett, I like him. I think Tyler's going to
really
be a big
Lockett
play.
Too. Yeah, I do.
And then, of course, go ahead.
Well, what's your opinion on Lockett?
Well, he's got hands. And if anybody's ever watched him play, he's amazing. He's not the tallest guy. He's not the biggest guy. He's just the guy that gets it done. He's like a Larry Fitzgerald. He's got the hands and the talent to get it done. And with a lot of people keying on Baldwin, I like Lockett a lot.
I like him, too. He's one of my home run plays. And if he, you know, really hits, then I could be going to the playoffs. The way this works, Randy, is the top four teams in each division make the playoffs. And they did eight of these drafts between today and yesterday. And it's a 32-man head-to-head tournament. And one reason I didn't draft Walker because in week 13, I'll be a second round of the playoffs. And if I was out of him, you know, if I lose, I'll go home. It's not like the SPFSC in points. And if you lose, you play week 14 and 16. It's starting week 12, it's single elimination.
Welcome to Vegas.
Now, welcome to Vegas. That's right. Now, my buddy Kevin Williamson, who was the Burping City Ballers in the SPFSC a couple weeks ago, he drafted out of the number 11 spot. And he started off with Keenan Allen, then came back with Mike Evans, and then Jeremy Maclin in the third round. This was not third round reversal. And then he had Matt Forte and Jeremy Langford. Picked up Frank Gore in the eighth round, which I thought was a good one. Martellus Bennett, who might start this Sunday if Gronk is out. And then went with T.Y. Young in the ninth, or T.J. Young in the ninth. And then you got Tavon Austin in the tenth, which I thought was a good value. Virgil Green, 11th, who I thought about taking him over Wofford, but didn't. And then, you know, grabbed his quarterback slate, Manning and Fitzpatrick. I think they're pretty solid. Looking down the list,
Well, one thing about Manning and Fitzpatrick is, you know, it depends on what week they're playing. It's perfect. You know, they're really good some weeks and they're really bad some weeks. So you just got to watch your matchups. And that's where daily fantasy comes in a lot, too. That's why we also draft 20 people in 20 rounds. So, you know, so we have some backup like that. But, yeah, I like this draft. I think the 11th round did very well. I like Green. I like Crowder. Crowder's a good sleeper pick out there. I still think Chris Johnson picks up a lot of David Johnson's play this year. Langford's interesting. That's the one that's interesting. He's got the free reign up there in Chicago. He's got, you know, a few people with him up there, but he's pretty much the boy. So it'd be interesting to see what Langford does. And Forte in a new set, that'd be interesting in a new team, see how he does. But that's a pretty good draft. A lot of older people.
Well, Langford, he's been looking really good in camp. And I like Sterling Shepard, too, so I think he did a pretty good job. He's going to be a team beat. See, Randy, I like drafting better. If I'm first, second, third versus, or even 10, 11, 12, that number five spot is always frustrating. I think that's a spot that you have to really kind of second guess yourself a lot. Now,
anywhere between four and eight is no man's land, I always say. Kind of take your best shot at what you could do.
It's a lot of margin for error. Because, I mean, like, you know, at the end of the draft, you're kind of obvious. Okay, I'm going to take this shot. But, you know, when you're in the middle, you have so many options, you're afraid to make a mistake. You're afraid to make the wrong move. Now, Team A, who I met out here, Fierce, Team Fierce, he's going to listen to the show. He might call in here, too. He got Gurley, you know, at the eighth spot, came back with Brandon Marshall, and they got LeSean McCoy, and then Jamal Charles in the fourth, and his quarterback Cam Newton in the fifth. First quarterback off the board, and then he took Arian Foster, came back with Kevin White, and he got Corey Coleman, Jason Witten. They're having Devontae Parker tenth, who's kind of fell down the ways. And then finished out with Ajayi, Garcon, Cameron, Steve Smith, who is good for that spot. And then he took Mariota as a backup quarterback in round 15. And then Steve Hoskin in round 16. And Chris Conley, sleeper wide receiver. I've heard some good things about him. Teammate, what's your thoughts on teammate Pierce?
On who?
Team number 8 on the draft board, Pierce.
Dot on it. I'd love the backs. It's back heavy. And that's old school, and I like it. It's kind of back heavy with some youth in the receiving core that's got a real big chance. I mean, you know, we got to see what Coleman and White do. They need to really take hold this year and, you know, show what they can do. Parker showed a lot of good things for us last year, a lot of flash. And Brandon Marshall is just, you can throw a ball anywhere near him, he's going to catch it. And he's going to make it look silly if you're trying to guard him. But he's back heavy. I like it. He's just quarterback weak. I know Newton's probably the number one rated quarterback out there. He's the one everybody says is going to score all the points and stuff and everything. You know, I kind of agree with that. But, you know, Newton also can have one of those games that's not very good either. Where consistently, where an Aaron Rodgers or Drew Brees is going to throw that ball 40 times every time, or Roethlisberger. And
well,
it'd be interesting to see how win or lose, they're doing it every time. And you're really hoping they are losing. So, you know, that way you know they're really hitting it. You know, I think Mariota's going to come into his own in sophomore year, and Tannehill, he's got to put up or shut up. So, I say put up or shut up, Tannehill. Yeah, we've heard of you for a couple of years. You got to do it. Well, I like the draft. I like the
Parker, once he, I think Devontae Parker, once he realizes the system, gets used to everything, I think he'll do a good pick, too. He just hadn't had a very good preseason. But I think Devontae Parker's going to be somebody to watch.
Oh, absolutely. I love the team. I was looking over all the teams and trying to come up with one that I actually think was the best draft of all out of all of them. And honestly, it's even in a lot of different ways, and one does stand out just a tad, and that's going to be Team 7. It's an interesting draft. How he constructed this was really, really fun, and he went Gronkowski, he went Bryant, he went Randall Cobb. He goes with Olsen, which is, there's two giant tight ends with one point and a half reception. Right off the bat. Then Floyd, and then he goes for some PPR. And I just kind of like the way he put that team together. And Bortles,
yeah,
we've already talked about Bortles and Dalton. Both of them make a great combination with the Panthers' defense. That's a team to watch out. I think Team 7 is the team to watch out for.
Well, I like the way he did this because he also had Emmanuel Sanders in the 7. That was a late pick. Michael Floyd, I thought about taking him in the 5th, but didn't. He's already had Golden Tate. Randall Cobb might be the comeback player of the year.
Yeah, Vincent Jackson's always that guy that you never want to draft but always does well and you wish you could find him on a waiver. And we can't wait to see what they do when they turn Matt Jones loose.
I really
think this guy did a really good job. You know, and then when you go to the lower parts and you go to the lower, you know, areas where you're trying to fill in your final 3 to 5 picks, I mean, I really do like Robert Turbin. I think he's got – you'll see him later on in the year. I think he'll take hold. And Sammy Coates showed some flashes. I think he'd be fine. And kickers win championships in this league. And Gano is a hell of a kicker. And I know I said that on the radio, so I'm probably being laughed at.
Well, he'll probably get 283 field goals tomorrow.
That's my point. It's just
–
you know, that's just it. You know, I like Team 7, and I think if I was going to pick my second favorite team, it'd be Team 5, which is yours. I think you did very well there, Doctor.
Well, I tell you, that was a tough road. I had a lot of hard decisions to make. One guy said I should have taken Carlos Hyde, but you know, I was telling him that he was already gone because of that. I thought about taking it. He was gone, you know, right before it came my turn to pick. But he did agree with me that David Johnson was the play there. But he was saying he didn't like Benjamin, and you know, he's going to be on a snap count. He says, I don't have a lot of running back depth, which he's quite right about that. But, I mean, but who does? Mm-hmm. Except for a couple of things. Running back depth is hard to come by.
Well, you know, running backs, you know, the best running backs we know in week 3 and week 4, you know, because the ones that did great last year, we get a chance to see how they take off this year. Some of them are elite. They're going to be consistent. You know, I think your Gurley, I think your Peterson are great picks. I'd like to see these sophomores have good years like David Johnson, and I'd like to see the rookie Elliott have a good year behind that line, but you know, a lot of people are grabbing Alfred Morris because he took the number 2nd running back position behind Elliott. And that's not a bad pick, too. He's a sleeper. But, you know, you got to plan for today and you got to plan for tomorrow. And you got yourself a nice array of players that I think you can keep an eye on matchups and be able to put the right matchups together and be able to meet that number 7 team in the championship, or you guys move on to the big thing.
Well, let's look at Team 10 real quick. He's listening to this podcast, too. Start off with Ezekiel Elliott, and then got Lamar Miller 2nd round, which is good value there. Doug Baldwin in the 3rd might have been a little early, but he did win me $4,700 in the FFPC auction last year, so I have sentimental value.
Yep, you know.
And we got, you know, Doug Martin, you know, in the 4th. Home run guy, Josh Gordon in the 5th. And then went with Crabtree in the 6th. Going to get Gary Barnes in the 7th. Monster season last year. I'm liking Ty J. Sharp off the Titans in round 8. I would like to think he would have been available for him in round 9, but I would have probably taken him in round 9. But round 8's and early, I've seen him go, but I want to see how he does. So Dorsett might be a monster if Andrew Luck is healthy. And I like Vance McDonald, his tight end. That's his 2nd tight end. Probably every week flex for him. So what's your thoughts on Team 10?
Team unproven. Don't get me wrong. I mean, that's the only thing about looking at some of the people here. I like Roethlisberger because he really doesn't have any opportunity this year. He's going to be throwing it as much as he can, and so is Carr. So when it comes to quarterbacks, I think he's got 2 really solid ones for the year, but unproven in a lot of areas. And Lamar Miller is finally going to get a chance to rush in Houston. We'll see what he can do. There's a lot of speculation and anticipation for what he can do, but, you know, this is the NFL. You got to go out and do it. It'd be interesting to see what Darren Sproles' role really is in Philadelphia this year. Doug Martin, he's got Chris Sims pushing right up his back. So you're going to have a lot of split backfield there. And then, of course, Elliott being a rookie, that's rolling the dice. You know, we want our rookies to perform. We want everything to go right. But this is an unproven draft. But
you need more experience.
Don't get me wrong, which means it can actually it doesn't have any more. It didn't have the consistency like you want to get with some of the other players, which you're trying to hope for. But don't get me wrong, when it comes to winning leagues, these are the kind of drafts that win them. So, you know, the one you look back and go, I never even thought about Sharp. Wow, you know, one of those kind of plays. And so it's an unproven, but I like it.
Well, let's go to team number 9, Zip Cap Teammate Brown in the SBFSC. Started with A.J. Green, came back with Devonta Freeman, C.J. Anderson the 3rd, Deckard Matthews 4th and 5th, Zach Ertz in the 6th, who he wasn't advised very much on. He wasn't advised to the 7th round with him. Tyler Eifert round 9. Now, when is he coming back? And when he comes back, is he going to
be like that? Well, it just depends, unfortunately. We're talking about a great person who can get hurt. And has shown a consistency of being hurt. So, but it's kind of hard to say. I expect him back before October. We'll see how it goes from there.
He'll be good to go if he can just hold off a month. Because he went in the 9th round. I figured he would go, you know, round 7 or 8. But I think I was pretty good value for him. He waited for quarterback round 14 and 15. He's going to probably play the matchups. Kirk Cousins and Matt Ryan.
Yeah, he's playing matchups, and I like that. He's going to be a tough beat every week. because he's got good spread across the board with some, don't get me wrong, unproven, but a lot of proven players. And it's going to be really interesting to see how he lines it up for matchups. He can match himself into a win. He can also match himself right out of one. So he's going to have to really take a look at matchups every week. But I do like the team nine. He did a real good job from that spot. But still, it all boils down to matchups here because he's got a great matchup team. He's just going to have to set it right.
Exactly.
And
right.
Don't be afraid of Morris. And don't be afraid of Chris Ivory. Because they're touchdown stealers in this game. I think they're touchdown thieves.
Touchdown snipers is what you're saying.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I think they're going to snake the touchdowns right away from these other people. So, you know, you got Elliott running, and Elliott may bust 100 yards and may get a touchdown. And then you turn around, and you got Morris inside the 10 busting that ball right through that big, bad line for a couple touchdowns, and he's on your bench. So, kind of an interesting play. It's going to be a matchup type situation. But I do like it. I mean, I don't think anybody really did bad in this draft at all. I don't see anybody that stands out.
Everybody, I think, knew what they were doing. It's, everybody paid $800 to play it. This is a preview to your $1,700 FFPC main events. It's a good way to get the FFPC Las Vegas event started. Let's listen now to how we can make your money work for you for adeptcoach.org.
Hi, my name is Randy Williams, and I'm the president of Adept Coach Credit Counseling Service located here in beautiful Florence, Kentucky. Adept Coach Credit Counseling Service is a nonprofit organization devoted to helping people with their financial situations and find solutions to their problems. We work directly with your creditors to help reduce interest rates, waive fees, and bring your accounts current so we can help repair your credit standing. We also work with all types of creditors, such as collections, credit card companies, payday and online lenders, and even your federal student loans and personal finance companies. So if you're having trouble with your budget today and you're looking for a second opinion, please call Adept Coach Credit Counseling Service. Please call 888-767-9155 or visit our website at adeptcoach.org. The answers are waiting for you.
Back to the SBFSC Phoenix Football Power Half Hour live from Las Vegas. Talking about adeptcoach.org, on Randy Williams, at DevilBall420 on Twitter. And he's saying, Randy, tell us something about the season's getting going. FantasyInsiders.com, how can a person sign up for their website?
Well, the beautiful part about it is we gave away 45 30 free day memberships at the SBFSC.
Oh,
really excited about that. And then we also went on the Kane and Ice halftime show, and I talked a little bit about Fantasy Insiders and gave 30 days free. And we picked up 10 more, and I'm doing the same offer tonight. If you really want an opportunity to get an edge in your daily fantasy sports, there is a site called FantasyInsiders.com. Yes, it's a pay site, but they're giving 30 days away free, so you have a chance to win money and get an opportunity to learn from the experts to help for your weekend. All you need to do to sign up, though, is go ahead and send your name and your email address to What were you want to send it?
Well, you sent your email address, I guess.
Okay, you can send it to mine. I never thought about sending it to mine. Usually I just had it sent to the host. Go ahead and send it to Randman, R-A-N-M-A-N, 9671, at yahoo.com. That's Randman, R-A-N-M-A-N, 9671, at yahoo.com. And I'll get you a link sent out to you so for your free 30 days. And I promise you, after you read this and after you enjoy playing Daily Fantasy, when you're done with this, you'll want to join and it'll be part of your life.
And you can also email Brian, B-R-I-A-N, dot Hollywood, H-A-R-W-O-O-D, at pwc.com as well. And
absolutely.
You know, when they don't give you tips on how to set your lineups in your FFPC and SBFSC season-long league, too. Because they can
Absolutely everything.
Players, you can also use that for the in-season too.
Well, that's just it, especially when you're doing a matchup type draft. And that's the kind of drafts I do, it's matchup drafts. So, you know, every week I look at the matchups, and I get a lot of help from Daily Fantasy Thought. because they're really into the matchups. And then you get a chance to find out who's really got an edge this week over your other guy, and you got to take those risks, and you got to set somebody you really love sometimes because you got to win. And that's really? Fantasy. And you know, fantasy believes in no heart. Leave your heart at home.
That's exactly right there. Well, I'm glad you got a lot of sign-ups. I know it was kind of slow going at first, but I'm glad it really, you know, picked up steam, you know, toward the end of the day. You know, and I think a lot of people are going to benefit from this. It's going to be interesting to see what winners we have that are subscribers to the website. And then as the season goes on, when they win money, they can send testimonials to the Fantasy Insiders or to you or myself and say, this system really works. I'm really profiting off fantasy sports. Now, also, you know,
no,
$25. Go ahead, Percy. You go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just going to say the $25 FanDuel SPFLC qualifier game, you know, the 10-man group, $25 buy-in. If you win the group out of your 10 players, you win an SPFLC team for 2017, and then second place wins 50, certainly wins 25. I know I'll be in there, and then Randy's going to entertain. I don't know if you've looked much to FanDuel salary this week, but who do you see as some good daily fantasy plays for week one?
Oh, it's tough. A lot of things are still in the air. I'd love to throw some names out there. But looking at some of the matchups going on this weekend, you got to think about the New Orleans-Oakland matchup. You know, so my first thing was Fleener, just to throw in a tight end for this weekend. You know, Oakland, kind of looking at other situations and other matchups and defensive stuff. So, you know, you got the Bengals and the Jets. You know, that's kind of a game that could be decent, but I think it's going to be more low scoring. You got tonight's game, which I think is low scoring. So it's a really weird. You got to look at these matchups. I can give you three people to watch out for this week, and I think Abdul Abdullah is going to have himself a situation. I think you guys got to watch out. He's going to have some good PPR. I like Cooks this week. I like Fleener, and I like Breeze. I just think the lineup against Oakland and down in New Orleans is probably where you're going to find a lot of your fun money. But then again, I haven't read my Daily Fantasy Insiders yet, so I'll have to get back to you.
Well, we did about Saturday. We did about Saturday afternoon, and then attacking with events on Saturday night. Go to the church of your choice Sunday morning, and then come Sunday morning to set the teams, and then be ready for the season to start and win some money.
Absolutely. And the best part about Fantasy Insiders, and I tell everybody, it's not really about your big GPPs. You're not looking to go out and win $1 million. What I like to do is I like to play those double ups, those 50-50 games, and I like to play head-to-head games. And I do throw a few bucks in the GPP because I like to get lucky. But those are not how I play, and that's how I consistently get to play. And sometimes I lose, and sometimes I win. But I win a lot more than I lose, and a lot of that has to do with my friends over at Fantasy Insider. So that's why we're giving 30 days free, and I recommend everybody take full advantage of it.
Well, because like you probably win probably 65 to 70% of the time, don't you?
Oh, yes.
See, I'd
say about 70, but then again, I play baseball. Baseball's really risky. You know,
well,
NBA,
Randy,
risky.
You know,
football, a lot easier.
Exactly. It's only once a week, and everything is, you know, good to go. Do you have any final thoughts in the last 30 seconds of the show before I go down and place some bets and donate money to the greater youth of Las Vegas?
What I recommend highly to everybody out there is to pay attention to matchups. Matchups are the key when it comes to weekly winning. Don't just go with heart. And that's the only advice I got in 30 seconds.
That's exactly right. You know, look at your information, study. Don't second-guess yourself. Just go with what you got. Have a good time winning. And, you know, Rome and Las Vegas wasn't built in one day, so don't expect to win $1 million one weekend. Randy, I appreciate you coming on again with us today. And next week when I get back to Bowling Green, to the Phoenix Rockets, Seth Burson and I, we'll get you back on the phone. We'll break down daily matchups for week two this season.
Well, I appreciate it. But next week I'm turning 50 in the mountains of Kentucky, so I'll catch you in 2 weeks.
Very good. So we'll have you on for week three. So you'll be 25 years old for the second half.
Absolutely. I start counting downward after that, I think.
There you go. Well, you'll be 50, but you sell for 40 and feel like you're 30. So when you play fantasy, you feel like a 20. So
still acting 21. I got it.
There you go. Well, we really appreciate you coming on, Randy. It's always been a pleasure, and good luck in the team this week.
Thank you. Good doctor, and I hope you pick them right. And don't donate too much, okay?
No, I'll keep this looking to head back home with.
So, have a safe one.
All right, Randy. Well, you have a good night, okay?
Thank you.
Hi, that was Randy Williams at Devil Ball 420 on Twitter. Always a good contributor, and I'm going to go down to the blackjack table, win some money, and bet some games tonight, so I got to go. And thanks for listening. We'll see you next week on the SPFSC Fantasy Football Power Half Hour.